Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why aren't you in on FC Dallas? And you know what? I'm very interested to know how much more soccer DFW is interested in. How, you know, what are ratings in this area, specifically at World Cup time or Women's World Cup time? And then beyond that, let's look at the Premier League. And, you know, let's look at all of that and see how DFW cares about it. But this is your local team. And I will be very honest. I've seen the stadium whenever you're having a home game.
It doesn't get filled.
It's not full enough.
Yeah.
And I love the product.
Me too.
But I don't know what it's going to take for others to love the product.
Okay, and I'm really glad that you phrased it like this, because we just did an appearance with Ja'Cory Hayes last week. We've had numerous players on the show in the past year or so. We've had Lucci on the show multiple times the past year or so. I've said numerous times that FC Dallas is the best value in Metroplex sports, but the fact remains that FC Dallas, like, frequently has a stadium that you look at it and you're like, why aren't there more people there? Especially since they have the National Soccer Hall of Fame. Like, that was such a huge deal they built up to it. They had the Imagine Dragons the night before the thing opened up. And, like, this is the Soccer Hall of Fame for the whole country. It's here.
Were Imagine Dragons, was the show packed for that then?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
And wait, so the Soccer Hall of Fame is here?
Interesting. See, you didn't know that. All right. So let's start right there. So could that be marketed better? And I guess I'll ask the Tolos, did you know that? And I don't mean like a Soccer Hall of Fame. I mean the National Soccer Hall of Fame is in the FC Dallas Stadium. Like, if you want to go to a game and set up a tour, you can knock all of that out at the same time. Yet it has not made the impact that I thought it would in terms of attendance.
I'm interested to know who's been there. Has David Beckham been there?
Yes.
And you know why I'm asking this, right? Has Zlatan been there?
Yes. Okay, can I just stop you right there? Because I think I see where you're going, and your point is very well made. Those tickets are really hard to get. When Zlatan was coming in, you couldn't get that ticket. When the 4th of July game was happening, you couldn't get that ticket.
Interesting.
But do you know why?
Why?
Because of the fireworks show.
Huh.
I'm not
kidding.
People
in Texas love fireworks.
Yes, and I'm not kidding about that. Outside of, like, you know, Kaboom Town or a few other things, it is one of the best fireworks shows in the Metroplex. And so there are games like that when other players come in that it's a big deal. But, like, you look at, like, Reggie Cannon is frequently on loan to the national team. Like, he's making his way up in the world. You know, we've had Matt Hedges on the show before. He's making his way up in the world, and it does not seem to move the needle for some.
From the 469, I got lost in Frisco once and found it. That's the only reason I know it's there. From the 972, I live 5 minutes from there and didn't even know. From the 254, we have a soccer team. There are other people that are like, look, I love FC Dallas. I love the product, and I totally get it. And I will say this. I remember being at a Cowboys game, and we were grilling, and it was great. My buddy pulled the grill out. We had all about three or four beers in, and we're sitting there having a good time, and this girl walks by and screams, "Go Cowboys!" Scared the crap out of everybody.
Uh-huh.
But her dad then walked up and was like, "Hey, would you mind getting a picture with me in the stadium?" And I said, oh, really? You're here for the..." It was the last year of the Cowboys stadium, of the old stadium. And I was like, "Where are you from?" And he said, "Canada." I had three more people walk up from all across the country, because that was a destination. That was a, you know, in the new stadium is a seventh wonder of the world. It's a destination in sports that people jot down as a place they want to go to. And I'm not sure exactly what we have out here in Frisco that makes it a destination other than locally, it's a good show.
So I'm really fascinated because multiple people have said better marketing is needed. And let's face it, need to maybe spend some of those marketing dollars on a better sports radio station to get the word out. Just saying.
Uh-huh.
For people who actually know anything about your team, just a thought. But I've seen the word Frisco come up time and again, mm-hmm. and Reggie was mentioning that in the break. So what is it about the placement of Frisco? Because, like, sometimes I wonder what is prohibitive to people. Because, like, we'll do an event in Collin County, and the people of Fort Worth will be like, nah, I can't make it. We'll do an event in Fort Worth, and then the people out in other parts of the Metroplex, or we'll do an event in Arlington, and people on the other side of the Metroplex will be like, I can't make it. Like, what is the what's prohibitive to people based on where they live? Because Frisco is a very booming area, and so
it's really easy to get to.
I would think that
but
would
from
be
where, Corey?
From pretty much everywhere. You got the toll road right there.
Where is everywhere?
You got Sam Rayburn up there
is
to the
easy
north.
To get to from South Arlington.
There's a massive. Yeah, you can just hop on the highway and
no.
you make your way over there.
No, it's not easy. Have you ever been down 360 at about the time you need to be leaving that way in order to get to? To Frisco?
Oh, you're
Holy
right.
Crap.
You guys might be right. I live in Plano. I get to that stadium in 7 minutes if I need to. So it's very accessible to me. But I see the stadium. I see how easy it is when you get in and around it. The parking's super easy. It makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, somebody from the 214 said traffic is horrible on game days, too. I so disagree with that. You know me. I am not one who likes to show up particularly early for things. And so I get there not too much before game time, and I don't think the traffic's too bad. Plus, most of the parking is free.
I will say this. I've always seen soccer as a colder sport, and I don't know why, because maybe it's because it's freaking hot in Texas. Okay. And running in hot is not fun.
It's like, probably because when your exposure to soccer is like school, and in school you're generally playing that in like the winter session.
Yeah, I didn't go see my friends play club games. That wasn't something that I was watching them running around back and forth kicking the ball down the field. I didn't see it, but I did have the idea of school pride. And so I went to a bunch of high school games. And when was the season, Kevin?
Yeah,
season started around the wintertime.
Yeah.
When do they play their games?
I mean, they start in March.
Okay.
And then they wrap up right about the time football. I mean, they can go into October, but
the Rangers are putting an air-conditioned stadium out there in Arlington right now because fans won't show up. Because of the 115-degree weather heat out in the bleachers.
You know, I didn't really think about this, but when some people were saying Frisco, I've seen a couple of people say that they don't think the team, and I can't really speak to this because, like, that's not me that they would be trying to reach, but several people have said they don't think that the team does a good job of marketing to perhaps a potential Hispanic fan base. And then also maybe Frisco would not be, I don't know the demographics of Frisco, but just like my snap thought is like probably Frisco is not the most like Hispanic heavy community in the Metroplex, especially considering like how Plano and Allen are. And so that's interesting to me, is that some people are saying it's not so much the city that it's in terms of travel, but in terms of demographics.
All right, but I see people killing me about having to make a trip to Frisco and how difficult it is.
Every time I have to try and get to Frisco, I'm just like, crap.
Every time I've been out to the Star, that place is packed. That place has people everywhere, walking around, shopping, doing all sorts of crap. Can't tell me that people can't make their way out to a soccer game, but they can make it out to a facility they can barely get into.
But that's the thing, is like, how much do you want to go through an inconvenience? Because given this state, a lot of people will go through basically any inconvenience to get something Cowboys. And like, FC Dallas is most certainly not on that level. Would they ever get to that level? Like, I would sit here right now and say probably not. I think it's overwhelmingly unlikely. And so what can be done to make it simpler? Because I have seen a couple of people that have said, I think it's low quality of play compared to like the Premier League. I mean, if that's your comparison, the Premier League rolls through here very rarely.
Right.
So in terms of quality of play for United States soccer, it is very high. Have they flamed out in the playoffs the last couple of years? Yes, but they've also been at the top of the standings leading into the playoffs. So if you're going on quality of United States soccer play, FC Dallas is damn sure right near the top, or at least it has been the last few years. And so that's what's accessible to you. But I haven't seen a whole lot of people say that it's the quality of play. And I've seen a handful of people, not as many as I thought, who are like, I just don't care for soccer. And I understand that as well. What I find really interesting is so many people have specific reasons that prevent them from going to see FC Dallas, which makes me think if those reasons went away, they would go. Like, I thought what was going to happen is people was going to blow up the fan text 877-881-1053 and say they just don't like soccer. But that has not been the case.
So all we got to do is put it down here at the AAC and it'll fix everything. Then move the Hall of Fame down there, right? Is that what you're saying?
I think that would help for some people.
Just pop it right over here off of Henderson and Fitzhugh in 75, and we'll be good. Just put it right there. You see that lot right there, Kevin?
Okay, well, we're on radio. I don't know how many people.
It's Haskell and 75. Just throw a soccer field right there. We should be able to go win this thing.
From the 469, get a star and fans will come. We also get something like that from the 903. I mean, Ibrahimovic, you saw that with him. Beckham, you saw that with him. I think there's probably something to be said for that. And as much as, like, I don't think Frisco is hard to get to, but I also live in Garland, so maybe it's easier for me than some people. There's enough people that are saying that where it's located is a problem to say maybe that is an issue. But I don't really see FC Dallas moving at the same time.
Your main issue, and there's a lot of other things around it, and you pointed out that there's not very many of the texts that came in. It's soccer. Let's be honest.
But it doesn't appear as though that's the thing.
It's soccer. If you were to say, hey, we've got this brand new, I don't care, name, new football team.
Sure.
That's going to be a part of the NFL or whatever. Or, hey, it's the XFL team.
Colby adopted the Rattlers. Remember?
Yeah.
It was lacrosse.
Yeah, the XFL team that's coming in. It will do better than FC Dallas. It just will.
Because of orange slices? Because, you know,
It's football.
As parents, we've all wanted our kid to quit playing soccer, right? Because we want to go play something indoors so that we can stay out of the heat.
Sure.
Let's not worry about this outdoor stuff. We don't want our kids to play soccer. We show up, we kind of watch it. Mostly it's a social event. That's what you need to do. Well, you need to socialize it even more. Find more ways. Do a speed dating thing during the game where you text people out in the world and you say, hey, we're all going to be at this game, and it's just going to be a big speed dating convention while a game's going on. It'll pack the stands, Kevin. You know why? Because people like to date. Not everybody loves soccer, but people love to date.
Oh, kind of jumping ahead a couple steps on that speed dating.
But they love to date, so what are they going to do? They'll just show up, and they're sitting there texting back and forth, but it's more of a social event than it is actually paying attention to the game. That's what soccer is for parents, right? Whenever they're at the thing, they're just there to talk to other parents. Parents they like, parents they think are cool. Make it a more social event that people will want to be at, just like the Imagine Dragons concert.
Would this make any difference from the 817? Move them to the old ballpark once the Rangers move. Would that be considered more accessible?
Yes.
Or would that be too far on the other side to once again alienate a whole bunch of people?
That feels really Dallas-centric because, hey, Fort Worth's on the other side saying, like, yeah, no, that's perfect. Right. But to the idea that it's just soccer, what was the genesis of this? We have to come back to this. The genesis of this conversation was it seems like the Metroplex really does like soccer by many metrics.
Yes, yes, it does. And in fact, like, we didn't talk more about this, but there's this site called Wallet Hub. And like, I know it sounds kind of bootleg, but Wallet Hub actually puts out a lot of really interesting stuff where they determine like how people view things and how people spend their money in terms of sports to put together this compilation. And Dallas was the 9th best city for soccer in America, best big city for soccer in America. So the ninth best, and so like based on viewership, based
not
on
good
money
enough.
Spent,
need to be the oneth best.
But I know, but like that's the point. Yes, we do need to be the oneth best. I'm going to stand by that. I support what he just said.
You shouldn't.
Okay, I've already made my decision. And so like they're up there, and it's just not translating to FC Dallas in particular. I'm quite astonished at all of the feedback that we've got on there. And I feel like at least a decent percentage of these people want to get into FC Dallas, but they have their reasons for not doing so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.